because we're at Gabs Brisbane. We're going to go and interview a whole bunch of people. I'm probably going to get on the damn Ferris wheel. It's going to be a lot of beers drunk. Let's get into it.
What do you got?
Tonight, I'm starting on the...
Starting on? You're in the day session, mate. You've had about 8 beers already.
I've sobered up since then. So I'm going the passion fruit ginger beer slushy.
Nice.
Just to ease in. And Darren's got me there, the West Coast Pilsner.
He's got it for you because he's not drinking.
From Bolta.
Nice. I got a barrel-aged stout from Hudson.
It's
pretty good, yeah, have a taste. Yeah, it's nice, hey. I'll see how long it lasts for these interviews. I don't know if Joel's continuity is going to be an issue.
I'm here with Mick, he's from Newstead, but yeah, he's also got his own podcast, Brew and Crowley.
Yeah,
well, I can check that out. Yeah, looking good. What are you drinking, man?
It's a Burley Barrels ginger beer, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's a good ginger
Burley
beer, too.
Ginger beer.
Yeah, good. Nice. What's been your pick?
My mate, the Aether Biscotti fucking porter.
Oh yeah, I have seen that getting around. And I haven't gone over there yet.
The Your Mate's White Stout, the Macadamia White Stout.
I want to get over to Cuzzy and have the candy stout with the fairy floss.
Oh,
that's okay. My goal.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
My next go-to.
Sarah was famous earlier. She was being interviewed by Channel 9 when they rolled in.
Reluctantly.
And she absolutely loved it, didn't you?
It was
she
the
loved the
best
camera.
Moment of my
she
life.
Waved us down as we were walking past, going, get me, I love the camera.
Exactly what happened.
So the Helio stand, it's a bit of a change. There's some new artwork and shit. What's been the beer that's been moving over there?
The brownie stout. 100% the chocolate. 13%. 13.3.
Everyone's just loving it, eh? I haven't had it yet. I'm going to have to come over.
I was
going to
say you're failing at your job.
So, man, you guys have done your Babs beer.
Yep. Hold the port.
Yeah. What's special about it? What's so different?
So, Heike came to us before they opened and were like, oh, we want you to help us make a Gabs beer. Come up with something interesting. And so we sat, drank, we thought about it. Sweet and sour pork, rice lager.
Yep.
And that's what it is. So it's a base rice lager. It's got 160 kilos of smoked pineapple. So we had to skin the pineapples, cut it all up, smoke it in a smoker that we got from Bare Knuckles Barbecue. That went into the beer. It's got Szechuan in it and nice. A few other interesting things to give it its colour and sweet and sourness.
Yeah, yeah. Is it, you know how it's going? Are people loving it?
It's, people either really love it or they really hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's perfect for a Gabs beer.
100%. Yeah, you know, yeah, that's what Gabs is for.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun. It's a bit of a novelty kind of beer. We had our shirts made up for it. So
yep.
We have white shirts,
yellow shirts. You got some pink ones.
We had some
around.
Pink ones and we designed the shirts to look like prawn crackers.
Yep. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
a trio of prawn crackers, yeah.
So, man, you run the Hoppy Boys podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty fucking awesome and funny. You had some real fucking viral clips go out there.
Thanks, man.
What's your impetus for your technique or your topics? Like, do you sit down and write a script or you go, fuck it, we're just going to make a funny video?
Yeah, look, pretty much myself and Brayden, we just try and have fun with craft beer. So
yep.
There's a... Obviously, Gabs, it's a real exacerbation of that. There's so many weird and wonderful beers
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just try and poke fun at some of those. Like, you see some Fairy Floss ales and
yep.
Imperial barley wines, and we just try our best to have fun with those things. And,
yeah, yeah.
But also, we're in the industry in pretty deep, so,
yeah.
You know, like...
What's your pick of the beer today? What have you had that's really tickled your fancy?
You know what? I just had a Hawker's Imperial barley wine.
Oh, yeah?
Delicious.
Yeah, right,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's getting up there, the barley wines, isn't it?
Oh, mate, I think it's a 12.something%.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how that's going to help me for the rest of the night, but
yep.
Yeah, really nice. Also, the Aether Biscoff Porter.
Oh, yeah, I've had a couple of people mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Really good for a dark, if you're into dark beers,
yep.
that's a great one.
Yeah, I'm a bit partial to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What's new coming out of All In? Anything special?
We're bringing back the Affogato Stout.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
that
nice.
Was super popular last year.
Yep.
So our batch is almost ready to be canned, maybe in a couple of weeks' time.
Yep.
And so that's our next limited. And then we're hopefully going to make our triple Nipah again, the initial.
Yeah, okay.
So
oh, wow.
That look forward to the all-in 10th birthday.
Yeah, right. Coming out there that. You go. So heard it here first. It's a bit of a scoop.
Shit, I'm going to trouble now.
You can tell us to cut it out, but we won't.
Nah, don't bother that.
You rang the bell to start the first one.
I did ring the bell. That was many hours ago now.
Yeah, you had your daughter with you. Had to go.
Fantastic.
Was she scared with the big ringing? Or
she was. She was more excited. Then we rang the bell, and she wasn't about it.
She probably doesn't get the gravity of being on the Hall of Fame.
Well, probably not yet. It's taken me... How long's Gab's been going for? 10 or 12 years?
10 or 12 years, I think, yeah.
It's taken me 12 years to have the honour of ringing the bell, and I think I've been every year since it started. So.
Yeah, man. Well, that's good, man. I'll stoked that you got to ring it.
No, it's an absolute honour.
It is, isn't it?
When I got asked, I was very excited.
Stand's looking nice and colourful, man.
It is.
How's the Pacific Ale going? Are people loving it?
Yes, it's just about to get canned in, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to go out statewide, the salespeople tell me.
What's been your pick of the beers around the place that aren't yours?
The Your Mate's Gab's beer was nice. That was the white stout with macadamia.
Yep.
What else have we had? I had a good one before at All In.
Oh, yeah, yep.
They had a really nice Super Dally Hazy. Yeah. New Kiwi hop.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet, man. Oh, thanks for the interview, mate.
Absolutely.
Cheers. For those who don't know, Mitch is from Bintani, one of our amazing sponsors, and we love him. He was one of the instigators that helped us get it across the line. What's been your beer of the day? What's been your favourite?
Oh, geez, that's a really tough question. There's a lot of good beers here. I'm gonna single out Valley Hops and their IPA.
Okay.
Young Josh Warren there makes a great beer. He makes a great beer. Okay. Oh, gosh. Look, there's too many.
What are you drinking at the moment?
Well, I've got...
You're double parked, mate.
Yeah, I am double parked. I've got a range.
Yeah, yep.
I think I've got the Range IPA here, and one of our other friends over here, Archie Rose. So I've got a beverage from Archie Rose just to compliment the beer.
Mate,
bit happening.
Thank you for the chat. I know that it's halfway through the second session. No one really wants to talk to me, but too bad for them. And
always a pleasure, Archie. Yeah. Always a pleasure, mate.
Thanks, bro.
Cheers.
I used to work with Matty at Pass.
Yeah,
Pass has just been sold, and you've taken over as head brewer.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a bit of a journey.
This is Track. Track's trying to get a selfie with us both. Hey.
Hey, Traj, how are you?
I got a selfie, don't worry. Traj gets a selfie.
Come on. I love you, mate.
Fucking legend.
Yeah. So what's now that Pass is sold, is there a new direction? Is it just going to be status quo for now?
There'll be a bit of a change of direction. Some new beers, a bit of a new brand change happening in a couple of months.
Nice.
So hopefully that'll be interesting.
You can't tell us what it's going to be?
Fair enough. Yeah, right. Sorry, mate. Yeah. That's trade secrets.
I'm in the trade, mate. We're in the trade. What are you drinking?
It's the Yuzu Chili Beer from Belly Barrels.
Yeah, okay.
Damn good.
Is it good?
Damn good.
Yeah, right. What are you going to be? What's going to be your next beer?
It's going to have to be something pretty strong to counteract that chili.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I love my chili, and it's great.
It's a little bit of burn.
Oh yeah, it's a burner.
Yeah, right. Alrighty, so here we are at the HPA. New entrance stand, is that what it is?
Up and coming.
Up and coming.
Up and coming brewers. I think I've got a future.
So for those who don't know, this is Charlie Hodgson. Used to work with him when we were at Helios. He was on our very first episode.
Yeah. Mate. Yeah, trouble with your speech too, but we don't need to go down there.
It was terrible, yeah. Resurrect was the word that we got stuck on.
I couldn't remember the word, but yes.
I remember the word. It's a bane of my existence. Mate, this is the Double Black IPA.
Yes.
Loving it. It's really, really nice.
We brought it up just for you.
Mate, this is the collab you did with Lockie.
Yes.
What's special about it?
I brewed it with Lockie. Lockie's a good mate. We go back probably 13, 14 years now, Gage Roads days. I've sort of got into a bit of a collab fest down there, and he's a guy that I really quite desperately wanted to brew with.
Yep.
If I had the opportunity, so, you know, we changed things up a little bit from what you probably saw with Medusa. You know, we threw dark malt in on the sparge, like sparge through it. We didn't mash in with it, so we just said something he hasn't really done either, something I haven't done for a while. We did it at Mash, just trying to soften up the dark malts a little bit, which I think has pulled through really nicely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving it. It's my second one.
Only two?
At the moment. I had one at the first session.
Superdelic, you know, Superdelic got a... It was funny, he sounds like me. He's like, man, I didn't even know what Superdelic was. I had to Google it. So look at me, the cool kid.
Pulling out all the big guns.
Yeah, so Superdelic, and there's probably some Simcoe and maybe some CTZ in it, or Chinook.
Yeah, okay.
So a little bit old school, a bit new school.
Nice. Really happy. Have you had many beers around today? What's been your pick?
I've had a few. Dan's, Hikers, Hazy IPA.
Oh, yeah,
yep. Big fan of that. I had something from DJ at Mountain Culture that I really enjoyed. Cerberus.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Seven Takes nice. Work, which is good.
It's great to see you back up here again, because I haven't been down to your brewery yet. We're going to come down there for sure. But, stoked to have you up here and drinking your beer.
Cheers, man.
All right, so here we are with Hendo. We only recently interviewed him at Future Magic. Have you been over to their stand yet?
Who's?
Future Magic.
No, I just got here.
Oh, really?
I've been here.
Where have you been at?
The Charlie Curly Lewis.
Yep.
Then Alice Springs, and then here.
Yeah.
I might go over to Future Magic next.
Nice. You were at Tipplers before here, yeah?
Yes.
What were you drinking there?
I was handed so many fucking beers, it was ridiculous. Beechworth Pale Ale, Bridge Road.
I had that last night when we were there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was pretty.
You had it last night.
You
shouted me one. Beer.
It was so good. We're at Tipplers Tap, and they got self-service beer. And when you serve yourself a beer, you just see the money just get sucked out of your account.
Yeah.
It just goes tick 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 tick. Like, anyway, so and then the guys from Heads of Noosa were there, and so I had a Heads of Noosa Japanese lager and then the red lager as well, which was really tasty.
Have you got any beers that you are planning to have, or you're just like swinging it and you know, I'll see what
I'm
feel like?
I'm just letting the chips fall where they may, you know, because like there's so many beers here, not just at the...
You can't, come here with the mindset and go, I want to have it all.
Well, exactly, because you can't.
No.
Unless you want to fall over.
Oh,
really
it's never going to happen.
So I was at Gabs in Melbourne, so I've tried a lot of the festival beers, that sort of thing already. I think today is more about going to a lot of the brewery bars and just sort of trying some of the beers that they've got.
Yep.
And so far, so good.
If you were going to brew a Gabs beer now, what would you do?
Oh, shit. Wow. Oh, what a question. That's an excellent question, Anzi. Because I actually haven't really thought about that. I think that I would probably... I think there's a lot to be said that we haven't gone down the path of fruit.
Yep.
Right? You know, we've had raspberry pilsner from Bacchus been People's Choice before and that sort of thing. And right now what's popped into my mind is banana.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and to sort of get some real hardcore banana into a beer, banana and chocolate even better.
Yep.
Do something like that. I think you're doing it. Although Aether have done their Banoffee beer as well.
Oh, I haven't tasted that yet, but I really want to get over there.
I haven't tried it yet either. I might go and say hi and that sort of thing. But something like that is kind of what I, if you, you know, just random.
Yeah, yeah.
Make up something
put
on the
right
spot.
Put you right on the spot, didn't I?
Banana.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet. Thanks, man.
Cheers. Have a good festival, everyone.
Alrighty, so here we are with Mark from Aether, mate. What do you got on tap here? What's the big one? Because I've seen a lot of people walking around with a bunch of weird shit in a cup.
Yeah, so our hyped beer for Gabs is our ice cream Bischoff Porter, which is the hype. That's why everyone's running around with a soft serve dark beer.
It looks like you're putting a straw in a beer. Is that what you're doing?
It's pretty much,
What are you doing?
It's actually a scoop so you can scoop
it. Oh, okay, yeah. And what are the main flavours that you got going on?
What with the Bischoff itself?
We've got
that biscuity cinnamon sort of esters with like a rummy based sort of profile to make that Bischoff. I reckon we nailed it really well.
Yep.
It took us a while to nail that complex flavour that we were happy with. But I think we did really well.
It's looking pretty popular, man, because I've seen a shit ton of people walking around with them.
It's going really well. Obviously, Melbourne was crazy. Sydney was just as crazy.
You went down to all of them?
I didn't go down. I just heard, personally, it was pretty crazy down there, which is good. We're really hyped on it, and I think we've done really well. Most of the people are coming up, or on the grapevine is, have you had the Bischoff Porter? So,
So yeah, it's getting around. That's,
yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Have you had many beers around? What's been your pick?
Actually, I did try an interesting one from Burley Barrels. They did a yuzu mint Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, yeah.
That was phenomenal. Yeah. I actually really rated it. And I thought, like, I didn't think the mint was going to work, but it kind of, like, worked really well. Then you got the burn at the back, and I was
yeah.
And you nice. Carolina Reaper on... I'm there to try. So yeah, no, it was good.
Apart from your Biscoff Porter, what's your pick out of the ether beers that he got in?
We definitely, beside the Biscoff, our hazy IPA is very hop driven, very fruity and tropical. Also, my favourite's probably the barrel-aged cherry sour.
Yeah, okay.
That's like, to me, that's, I think we nailed that on top of the head. It's got that, we used a bit of Brettanomyces, obviously. We barrel-aged it for 9 months in French oak barrels.
Yep.
And it's really come through, and yeah, I just really enjoy it. So I bought a carton straight away.
Yeah,
without thinking about it, I bought a carton.
I want one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Joel threw me under the bus yesterday and posted a poll up on our Instagram about whether or not I should conquer my fears and go on the damn Ferris wheel because I'm fucking shit scared of heights. And then Gab shared the damn thing and I couldn't even beat it with all my different Instagram accounts I've got.
Oh, no.
Do you reckon I should do it or not? Because my boss has picked 8 o'clock that I need to go up and do it. He's like, pick the time. Now? It's 20 to 8.
Oh, up to you.
Should I go and do it, mate? What do you reckon?
I reckon...
Because I'm pretty scared of heights.
You're a brave man.
I'm not, man. I freaking hate heights. I'll swim with sharks before I go to heights.
Make you feel a bit more safer.
I haven't had enough of
this. I was going to say, take a couple of beers with you in there so you can be like... feel a little bit comfortable in the carriage.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I'm scared, but I've got my beer, so I'm okay.
Oh, I'm not sure. Hey, I've had like a pit in my stomach all day. I've been worried about it. Didn't sleep last night. It's your fault, Joel. All right, so apparently I need to face my fears and get on this damn thing because everyone keeps voting for me to do it. I'm gonna do it, but I'm shit scared. And whatever. If this is my last Gabs post, it's been good. I fucking hate heights, man. I don't even want to look. Oh man, holy shit.
It's okay.
Free. Fucking hell.
Okay.
I'm sweating like freaking crazy. Why the fuck won't you let us off? I thought we would come on here and it would like make me fix everything, but it's just made it worse. So I survived. The operators even said that they're shit scared to go up on heights. They don't even like to do it. And all of you people who voted on this, I don't even care anymore, we're out. That's it, Gab, I'm going to drink beer and get drunk. Oh, my legs.